What is going on, everybody? It is Friday night, middle of the XFL playoffs, and all of us are out of the playoffs, but our minds are set on something more exciting than Madden, and it is going to be the release of, what, the first NCAA college football game in how many years? 11 years?
11 years.
10 years?
Yep.
Man, I don't know. I was always a college football video game fan before I was a Madden fan. And that's what kind of got me looking into Madden franchises, and that's how I kind of found XFL. So college football, the video game, holds a special place in my heart. I think it's way more fun, way more to do than professional football. I know some of you guys share this opinion with me, but we got a full studio tonight. We got Boone, Busy, Guac, Rob. That's everybody. And myself. Fellas, how are we doing, Boone? How are we doing tonight, sir?
Man, I have been waiting and begging for this show for at least 7 months now. I cannot be more excited.
I think it's going to be good. Busy, what's the word, brother?
Man, feeling good. Pretty excited about this show, not going to lie.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. Rob, how's it going over there in good old Indiana?
Cold and snowy tonight, but I got my playoff game done just in time for this podcast. Or wait a minute, I didn't make the playoffs, sorry.
I was like, did he play hockey in a rec league?
Oh man, what?
And then finally, we got the better half of the Cock household. Guac, how you doing over there, sir?
We're doing good, man. We're excited, man. This has been a long time coming. Finally, get everybody's thoughts on it, and maybe it'd be a two-parter.
Yeah, I think we'll have a lot to talk about here. Like I said, I've been thinking about this for like 4 actual years of like how we would do it, different ways we would do it. Me and my buddies did a 12-man. You know, we would get through 20-plus seasons every time. It's just – it's so much fun. Not only are you battling for division titles and everything like you do in Madden, but in battling for draft order and stuff, you can really go into someone's state and out-recruit them for a position or a quarterback that they're looking at. And just, it's a battle all season long rather than just the weeks you're playing them. So, like, it adds a whole new dynamic to team building. There's no cap room.
It's not even about performance of the team. Like,
exactly.
It can literally just be some stuff that you have in common with that player. Man.
Yeah, yep. What they like, good facilities, coach prestige. It's also, I really hope they do a good job with a lot of the recruiting pitches and different things that matter. Kind of like the Madden motivations has me a little worried, but let's get into it. We got some topics. We're going to cover pretty much everything: recruiting, NIL, transfer portal, all sort of team selection, all sorts of stuff here. But let's start. I think this is a big question. Cover athlete. In the past, it's always been a player
retired,
technically, yeah, who just finished their college career, so a rookie going to the NFL. They missed a lot of really good quarterbacks over the last 10 years, probably the best being Marcus Mariota. But
Vince Young, gotcha.
He's all right.
Meant to say Vince Young. I get it.
What do you think they're going to do for the cover? Do you think it'll be a player who just finished up, like Caleb Williams? Do you think it's going to be a whole montage of moments over the last 10 years, coaches? It could be Dion. I don't know. What do you think we're going to see? Let's start with you, Boone. Who you got? What's the cover going to look like?
Now,
the primary cover.
Now, hear me out, right? That's a little bit of a little different idea. Only because of the way they did him and from the NCAA, I would love – and because he was the pioneer of what I knew NCAA to be, I would love to see Reggie Bush back on that cover.
Ooh,
I want that brought back because he was the first road to glory year where they gave you that career mode. Like, I want Reggie Bush on the cover.
That would be a big time statement made by the NCAA. I don't know if they have to allow it or what, but I think at that point he would for sure get his Heisman Trophy back if they did go that route. It would be interesting with NIL and all that stuff being probably in the game now. For Reggie, who might have been doing a little NIL before it was allowed.
No.
Hey, it was worth every penny.
It sure was.
Yeah, he got some mom, got a house, all sorts of fun stuff. That's a good choice.
Oh,
I like no. that. Busy, what about you? Where are you going with the cover?
All right, so this is not what I want. This is what I think is realistic and could happen. Nick Saban.
Yeah, probably a good call.
It just makes sense. And I don't like Nick Saban as a coach at all because of what he did to the Dolphins. I'll never forgive him. But I think it literally makes a lot of sense, right? Like, he's the undisputed greatest coach of all time for college football. So yeah, I think it just fits, but we'll see what they do.
Like, I would be so disappointed with that.
I think,
like, a group of
coaches would be cool. Like, if you threw Saban, you threw Dion, you threw a couple different people on there, that could be kind of cool. Just not Harbaugh, please, no Harbaugh.
So you thought they was not going to throw the national champion on there?
Okay. He's no longer resides in Ann Arbor.
I don't think it's going to Harbaugh at all. I don't
think that's McCarthy on there and call it a day.
Dude, no. They can't go back to back Michigan quarterbacks. What, the last cover was Denard? One of these.
Does that still count 11 years later?
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, that was gross. Shoelace. Dude's got the most Heisman trophies through the first 4 weeks of the season until he falls off. Quite okay, impressive. Put
Brock Purdy on there.
Oh God, Iowa State. There you go. Represent. Guac, who do you got?
I mean, Marvin Harrison, the best receiver in college football.
Whoa. Malik Neighbors exist. Relax.
No. You get to push back.
I've been adamant about that.
They have a history of choosing, you know, good receivers. So Marvin Harrison for sure. Or that, or Michigan.
He's a big name for sure. NFL dad. You know, undeservedly won the Biletnikoff.
But I say, if his name wasn't Marvin Harrison, would he be the number one receiver?
No.
He's nasty.
He is. But there were, like, I'm just saying, three or four receivers who probably had better years than he did. The Washington kid, the Oregon kid, and then the LSU kid all better years. Yeah. It'll be interesting. I could see that, though. I could see, you know, it's so easy to pick a quarterback. I think if any of the other quarterbacks would have won the national championship other than J.J. McCarthy, like Penix, they're on the cover. Bo Nix, they're on the cover for sure. J.J. McCarthy threw for like 125 yards in the national championship, so like, there's no way they're tossing him up there.
Isn't Bo Nix like 27?
Yeah, dude, veteran leadership, you know? Yeah,
7 years in NCAA. He should be.
Man. That's going to be wild if we see that in the game. You all of a sudden you got a 32-year-old redshirt senior? That'd be sweet.
Shout out, they gotta figure out a way to get it in there.
Yeah, he's got a whole Madden career in NCAA before he gets drafted. The only person that would draft him in the XFL would be Rob. Rob drafts all the 24-year-olds.
Hey, now.
Wait a second. Don't skip out on Boom. Don't skip out on Boom.
Rob, let's go to you. And don't pick someone from Minnesota, because that's not happening.
Well, now you know the Gophers are going to have that cover. Come on now. No, I truthfully think it'll be Williams, but I thought, you know, I wonder if they would do like a, you know, obviously, you know, do a Pat Mahomes in a Texas Tech jersey or something, just to kind of, I don't know, just to get some sales, because putting him on the cover of anything would be hot. But I kind of think it'll be Williams out of USC.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see if they go the traditional route with one player or. Because I could see like a montage of, you know, the last 10 years, a different mascot on there. You throw, you know, along with a national championship moment, a coach celebrate, you know, a bunch of different things.
Joe Burrow.
Javon
Clowney.
You got Baker. You got Kyler, Mariota, Cam Newton.
Put the Buckeye guy up there, whatever his name is.
Yeah. Yep. I think you could see something like that, but I think they have to have one primary person. And I would probably go Saban. Just because the only thing I can think of, though, is he might have retired too late and they already had it all figured out, which would be the only way, you know. I don't know. I'm interested. And I don't want it to be Caleb Williams. That would be almost worse than having Josh Allen on the Madden cover.
With the painted fingernails, holding the football.
Painted fingernails, crying, all that, yeah. I don't know.
Could you imagine this game comes out last year and they put Stetson Bennett's old ass on the cover?
They would never.
Oh, I Nick.
What's up?
Question, because it just came to my mind. I just seen it yesterday. And with all that we're asking them to come up with, how would you feel if they allowed you to put painted fingernails on your player? But they won't give you your secondary color.
Ankle tape.
If you got caught painting your player's fingernails, I would probably go drop them like 5 speed. Like that would be like the what happens if you do it.
Go straight to strength.
Yeah,
but how would you feel if you could paint the fingernails, but you can't put your lime green tape on your player?
If they don't give me secondary ankle tape and let me pick the sock color again, I don't know if there's an XFL next year. Because that was the easiest feature. They just took it away. And no one's complained about it. No one on Twitter, no one. It's just me. And I don't understand it. It drives me nuts. I want to pick my sock color, and I want secondary accessory colors everywhere. But I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Now you got me mad. And it's, oh. All right, let's move on. We got another topic. So let's go. We can kind of get into the nuts and bolts of how this is going to look. Team selection. In Madden, it's pretty straightforward. We have 32 users. There's 32 teams. We're all head coaches. You know, there's not much else we can really do, you know. It gets a little more complicated when you have 120-some colleges in, what, 20 different conferences spread out. You have independents. You have, you know, all over, all different things. Different level of play, different, you know, everything's different. Some are linked to different bowl games, whatever. And then you also have the option. Well, you did have the option, we're assuming, to start as a head coach, an offense coordinator, and a defense coordinator. More of an opinion question because I really don't know how we're going to decide this. It's way too early on. We'll have to kind of see how it goes. But what would you like to see? Would you want to be head coach or a coordinator? Would you want to be everyone starts at a small school, has to work their way up? Start as any school you want. Try to get a certain amount of users in each conference, or just kind of open it up and, you know, whatever happens, happens. Busy, let's start with you here. So big question.
This might be the biggest question of the night.
Yeah.
I've thought about this quite a bit. Actually, so if we don't start off as just straight Power Five head coaches, which I'm in favor of, just give me Miami, like, right off the bat. But – I would like to see us start like a G5 subdivision, and then you carry over your growth to the next edition of college football. So you start off as a head coach, and then you transfer into being an OC of a Power Five school. And if that's where you end 2025, then the next cycle you can start off as being an OC of a Power Five school.
Interesting. Okay. So a continuation from Madden from one game to the next.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause if I mean, I don't know how quickly the coaching carousel will work. I never did it before. Like, you know, can you go from, you know, G5 OC to Power Five head coach in 2 years? If that's the case.
In the past, it was fairly easy. Cause your goals are really just like, if you're an offensive coordinator, you wanted your offense to be ranked high. If you're a defense coordinator, you want your defense to be ranked high. And you can move up pretty quickly. I don't know how that would go. If you had like 50 different users in there, though, and everyone's battling for the same jobs, it would get really interesting. But I think, you know, I'll let you guys go, then I'll add my stuff. Rob, what about you? You're a team builder.
Well, here's what I was thinking, because I did think about this question too. And, you know, let's just throw this number. Let's just go with 50. Let's say it's a 50 user league. Now, obviously, that means there'll be other CPU teams, but let's say there's 50 users. So, you know, my thought process would be is, you know, like anything else, you become the head coach. You get to looking around, and, you know, there's maybe 35 pretty diehard users that are consistently, you know, playing all their games and doing everything right. And then you've got kind of maybe 15 that's playing some of their games, and they're kind of that funk that we have where they're kind of tweeners. They want to be in the league, but yet they're not really, you know. So maybe those people – kind of get shifted to some of the smaller conferences, and then they could always be replaced. And then as they, you know, as you get a user in there that's really good, then he makes his way back to one of the bigger conferences where the bigger conferences are kind of filled with active users.
So that was my initial thought was similar to that, where our starting 32 or our XFL core can pick whatever team they want to start. They want to start at a good school, want to start at a bad school, whatever. You pick what you want. If you are getting added mid-cycle, you started a small school and have to work your way up. I think that would be kind of cool. You get into the league, but you got to take over, you know, Northern Illinois and work your way up. You know, I think that could be interesting. Rather than letting someone come in and be like, oh, Alabama's open, yeah, I'll grab them. And it's like, no, you won't. You're starting, you know, bottom of the barrel. Interesting point, though, Rob. Guac, what do you got for this one?
Like earlier Boone said that he was like the perfect – he was excited about this game because he plays a very college style. The way that he plays Madden, he could adapt to the college style, and it could be a lot of fun. Let's assume that the rules are going to be different, right? Compared to the XFL, I'm going coordinator. I'd rather be a defensive coordinator because if the offensive rules and everything are different in NCAA, I'm not going to be able to compete, right? So I think it'd be interesting to start off at a smaller school or at a D coordinator and then kind of work your way up. It could be very interesting. There's a lot of things we could do with it. But just starting off as the coordinator role and then seeing where that goes could be really awesome.
Boone, let's finish off with you here, and then we can all kind of jump back in with any additional thoughts. What do you got?
Oh, man. All right. so I would like to see if you want to be a head coach, you have to be below a certain rank in school. So let's call it
like a,
you
know, prestige, like a star prestige. Yeah.
Yep. And then if you do want to be at one of the higher stars, I feel like you should have a requirement of content and or tenure in the league able to do it. But then you have to be a coordinator. So you're not just going to jump to head coach of LSU just because you've been in the XFL. You could be offensive coordinator. That's cool. And then you could work your way up from there. Only because I think, and obviously you can choose to be an offensive coordinator of one of like the Wyoming or some crap. But like, I feel like that would take too long to build your way up to a Power Five school. And if you don't have a stellar year, you're not going to get the job. And you're going to be sitting here for the first five seasons, mad as hell, trying to recruit a trash school. So I would like to see coordinators for Power Five. I would like to see head coaches being like one of the lower tier schools if you want to just jump right in and be a head coach. And I would like to see some sort of, I guess, something we can do about your content and your participation that allows you to keep your contract at that school. So very the content of your players, you putting out, whether it be videos or tweets, or you have to have some sort of requirement to stay at certain level schools. Otherwise you drop to a smaller tier school.
I think that's interesting. Bringing content and activity in the mix. Kind of Rob kind of talked about that too, with tenure and that kind of thing. Cause you don't want the, you know, Oregon Ducks to be radio silent and have no information about them. Man. Because somebody who isn't in on it, you know.
Then you got to think about like the college sports aspect of this is you are the draft information. Yeah, you are literally the biggest part of our next generation of players. You cannot be silent.
Yeah, broadcast your players, let everybody know for sure. I do think because we talked about it before, but there's so many different pathways you can take as a coach. And it can be starting a head coach at your favorite school and staying there the entire cycle. It can be, you know, starting as a coordinator at a low-level school, grabbing, you know, kind of moving up the ladder. Then you go to a head coach at a small school. Then you go to the coordinator at a big school. Then you go head coach at a big school and kind of just keep working your way up. And then there's the route of maybe you want to build a powerhouse at Eastern Michigan and you're just hanging out in the MAC, getting some five-star talent after you put together some decent seasons. And you're maybe going undefeated, getting maybe a chance to get into the playoff, you know, that kind of thing. Because that's a whole other interesting thing is how they're going to do the playoff selection committee. If we have a say in that, if they just do it by themselves, I don't know.
I doubt we have a say.
I don't know.
I think they don't even worry about that. They're going to fumble the bag on that one. That's
it's going to be interesting. At least
you can't get in the top, what is it, 8 now or 12? You can't get in there. I mean,
12. Talk it up. But then it's 12. But it includes one non-Power 5 now. So if you're the highest rated, you know, so if we have a bunch of dudes at small schools and they all go undefeated, you still got to beat out everybody. There's a chance you get left out still. So I don't know. Very interesting because everybody can take a different path. And there's way more ways to be successful in college rather than, like, if you don't win the Super Bowl in the NFL, it's a pretty shitty season. You know, it's not shitty, but, like, your end goal was not met. Where college, it's a big deal if you go win the ACC or if you go win, you know, get to the SEC championship or you – not the ACC, sorry, Busy. but if you conference champions, top five recruiting class, Heisman Bowls. Trophy, you know, yeah, both different bowl games, because that'll be cool too. Because then all of a sudden we're gonna see some interesting bowl matchups where you're gonna play somebody from across the country you might not play every year. So, I do think that's interesting. How about the fact though? Do you want to see? We have to have X amount of users per conference, or is it just? You know, go wherever you want. If you have other people that join you, cool. If you're just rolling against all computers all year, go for it. Boone, sorry, what's your take on
with
that?
32 users, assuming 20 minimum join the league and actually want to do it, I don't see, like, having to have a requirement in conferences because I unless you're in, like, you know, one of those trash conferences like UTSA or something, I don't see you being alone. So you're gonna have competition, but at the same time, them running through a conference doesn't really matter. Like, you lose one game, you're done.
Yeah,
that's how college football is.
It would be set to where it wouldn't the computer won't be a cakewalk. You know, it's not gonna be as hard as a really good user, but they're gonna be tough games, just like a Madden computer is sometimes. And you got to think about: do you really want to play? What, 12 to 13 games against computers all year? I do think we do something along the lines of, like, at least one game against a user on your schedule, because I'm also assuming we can still set custom schedules, or at least the, you know. Yeah,
you definitely got to have that.
Which,
yeah, I can't have a rival. Me and Rob can be rivals.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you can sign up with some, you both can come to the, you know, the commissioner and be like, hey, we just signed a deal, 2025-2026, home and home series, and you lock it in for 2 years. And I think we reward the big teams. If, you know, let's say someone really good is LSU, somebody really good is Florida State, and they decide, hey, let's go to battle week one and kick off the season, give them some type of reward, whether it's X coins, whether it's, you know, more of a NIL budget or, you know, something.
Ooh.
But for going on the line or for going, you know, going to battle against a team, risking an early season loss, you know, I think that would be something really cool, though.
What about a league voted, mandated game?
Well, so that's where the conference commissioners, which we're going to talk about later, are going to really play a role. I've got all sorts of plans where if your conference does well and you're the leader of the conference and you're a member of the conference, it's kind of going to kind of be like the TV media deal where everyone will succeed together and get a chunk of something. I got ideas, I'm telling you. So the conference doing good, everyone's rewarded to an extent. So, and that's where the commissioner might be, hey, this year's opening kickoff is going to be, you know, Busy's the conference commissioner of the ACC, Boone's the commissioner of the SEC. Put up who you want for this opening battle. Busy grabs Tosh, Boone grabs Jack, and all of a sudden we got a battle. Week one, there you go. So I think it could be very interesting. And that's why, you know, we kind of get into one of the other points. It's going to be a lot of, like I said, I'm kind of jumping down a few. But it's that whole the experience, the story mode, rather than just lining up and playing football games like we do in the XFL. It's going to be like this world we're building together. Different decisions will be made. It might feel unfair. Like, damn, why do I have to go play, you know, whoever week one? I'm just going to take a loss and I'm going to miss the playoff or something. But you're doing it because that's kind of how it works in college football. Like, it, you know, your AD agrees to it because it's a big game, brings a bunch of money and viewership and shit for the school. We're going to try to, you know, mimic what that does. What's your guys' take on something like that? I mean, I think it'd be really cool and add a whole nother dynamic to the league, you know. Who wants to talk about? Who wants to jump in?
I'll jump in, Nick. I think that's pretty neat. I kind of thought of the way that NCAA basketball in real life, how you got like the Big Ten versus the ACC challenge. Yeah.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool if you took like, you know, the Big Ten versus the SEC and the commissioners kind of strategized and pitted out, you know, hey, they want this guy to play this guy, and then, you know, you play seven games and see which one comes out better, you know, and that just gives you maybe a leg up in other areas. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, and that's what it's gonna kind of be, trying to establish some type of I keep saying X coins because that's just the easy way we could do it. It would, you know, it would be something different, but some type of currency that can be a bonus to you, whether it's getting to create a recruit from your spot in the country, whether it's getting, you know, so, I don't know, something along the lines of a huge bonus. But then, you know, so it would kind of be the conference commissioners would be in a chat with, you know, with me, with the admin team, and it would be kind of building the storyline for the season. You know, maybe we got a returning Heisman Trophy runner up going against the Heisman Trophy winner, you know, like just different storylines that could be created week one, week two down the stretch. I think it'd be awesome and add a whole another dynamic to this whole situation. Boone, what do you got on all this?
You said Boone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm excited about the whole idea. When you introduced the commissioner, the conference commissioner thing in there, I don't even have words for how excited I am with the idea of all the things that we can accomplish as far as creating interconference rivalries and everything. That's crazy to me. Like, imagine having the best of the best play each other just because your conference commissioner is like, nah, this is going down now.
Well, then even another dynamic in that, let's say you do take UTSA and you're down there in Texas, you put together three or four good seasons, undefeated, you know, you end up getting ranked 15, 16 in the country, and the SEC commissioner comes calling and he says, yo, we want to pull you into the SEC, and you get your choice to accept or decline. You know, all of a sudden your media deal jumps up. If you join the SEC, you get a little more financials. You know, there's a bonus to jumping up. And then maybe someone would be getting demoted at that point. You know, maybe the conference commissioner's got to cut Vanderbilt out. Is that Vandy somewhere? You know, or, you know, who knows what happens.
Question. So, are we now starting to leak into the NIL system?
That's what it depends. Yes. Yeah. That we can go NIL now.
Because look, you know, when you start getting those players into the draft and they start getting drafted higher, well, like, is the system going to reflect the fact that you've been putting in first round talent?
That's what we got to find out. Is Nike calling, man?
Listen, I'm just saying. Like, can you change jersey sponsors? Is that possible?
We don't know. I'm telling you, there's lots of opportunities. If they give us anything, it'll be pretty cool to see, though. But there's just so many dynamic, and I think, you know, speaking like just in general about the game, I think the overall turnover of rosters or people leaving teams and going to different schools is so much different than the XFL. You kind of saw it like with Jiggy in the AFC South. He's dominating. He's removed, and all of a sudden it's a wide open division, and the AFC all of a sudden is a little more wide open. Like, all of a sudden, what if whoever's at Alabama decides, yo, my recruiting class isn't looking great next year, I'm going to head over to, you know, Baylor or wherever, you know. And the dynamic all of a sudden shifts. All of a sudden, someone who might not have a chance to win the conference is like, wait a second, you know, here's my chance. So, and then the roster flipping. Like, you might have a really good roster, and it might be loaded with upperclassmen, and maybe your recruiting class isn't great. You missed out on some recruits. All of a sudden, that roster's not that great next year. You might be struggling a little bit more. I think that, like, that's the part that's very underrated about all this is you don't get your guy for 8 to 10 years if you want him. Like, he's probably there for three if he's a good player, and then he's gone, you know, and then you got to find somebody new. So that whole aspect of it, Guac, where you at on all that?
I love this idea because it'll create a little bit of controversy. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of somebody who, like, you got somebody who can't necessarily, like, there could be other schools with a shit ton of NIL money, and then you've got other schools with a bunch of talent. So, for example, you got somebody who can't play defense, horrible recruits, somebody like Boone comes in and takes my 4-star D tackle, right?
Yeah.
Yep. He goes to Boone's school for $1 million and a fucking Trackhawk, and then I get to make content on that and just roast Boone for a whole season. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be so many different aspects to it. It's just going to make it different, way more different than the XFL. And everybody's going to, I think everybody's going to have to adjust to it. It's going to be so cool.
Well, and then your content aspect is even greater too, because then all of a sudden it's like, hey, I'm LSU. I want to talk about where all my drafted players went and what their XFL cycle looks like, you know? And then you're talking about your quarterback that might be on Rob's team throwing 32 picks a season. And you're like, damn, former Heisman winner goes to the Bills and sucks it up. You know, like all of a sudden, whole different ballgame of content. Busy, where are you at on all these last couple of things we talked about?
We covered so much since the last time that I talked.
Yeah, yep. Go.
What intrigues me the most is the like the conference matchups and what you can do with playing big games. Right, we talk about like NIL and, you know, being able to steal players. Like, it's not going to be in the game how we see it in real
life. Sure,
they just they can't. The NCAA and all, they don't like it, so they're like, "Nah, we're not going." So, but being able to implement something like that and using big games to garner, like, the, we'll call it the funds, the boosters, in order to go out and steal players. So, you know, I'm a defensive coordinator at UAB, and, you know, Nick's already the head coach at Alabama. If, you know, I schedule that game, I'm probably just gonna get slacked. But because I'm playing that game, now I get a bunch of coins to be able to use it, you know?
Because in real life, those teams get a huge payday for signing up and if by chance you win that game, all of a sudden, you know, then it gets real interesting.
Listen, Nick, if I'm UAB and I beat you when you're at Bama, I'm talking the rest of the cycle.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, it's good to be
your hat on Appalachian State.
Appalachian State, Michigan, block field goal. You know, all of a sudden we get some of these interesting storylines. I think, that's the coolest part, is just that there's so many different things you can focus on. While some people who are, you know, like you said, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, might be their only focus is national championship. All of a sudden you're down there, you're like, man, I just want to put together a pretty decent performance against some of these big teams, rack up my NIL, you know, my booster money, so I can make a run at some of these transfers or some of these, you know, recruits in the offseason. Because that's the next thing. Let's go ahead.
A question that I have with that is, like, how do you roll it over, right? Because if I'm at UAB, like, I don't want to stay there. So I go out this year, I play Bama, I get smacked by 50. I earn some type of, you know, points, coins. Does that roll with me as the coach? I just, you know, hey, listen, if I pick up my bags and I go to Louisiana Tech as the head coach, now, you know, I just bring them coins with me and I can, you know, reach back into the NIL pool.
That would probably, it would really depend on the situation. And that's where I go back to the story mode / experience. I don't want people to feel like, you know, in the XFL, if I went and gave Guac 20,000 X coins for winning a game he probably wasn't supposed to, people would be like, what the fuck, man? Like, why does he get rewarded and I don't get that? Where, you know, because we want an even playing field in XFL. In Madden, it might be like, yo, you switched up your career path. You're losing those X coins. You know, you're losing those coins, or you lose that extra money because you obviously – you did what you needed to do to get a better job. But it would all just come down to individual situation. And that's where I would rely on some type of committee. Not just me making a decision, but some type of the committee being like, yo. And it would be like an unbiased group of a decent amount of people where we're like, hey, so-and-so made the move to here. What's the situation? He has this many coins, this money, you know, his budget was this. Where do we feel? How much are we taking away? You know, that kind of thing. Because the last thing we want is somebody – and it would also, though, if you took a better job or in a better conference, you would get more X coins or more money coming your way anyways from doing, you know, making that jump. So who knows? It would be very situational, I feel like. because you're not taking all of your coins you got at Ohio State, and then you're like, hey, I'm going to go to the Ohio Bobcats for a couple seasons. And you're not taking your $8 million and going, you know, to Ohio to dominate the MAC.
No, like, I do.
Yeah.
You'll be able to bring some of that prestige with you, right?
As your coach, you get prestige, yeah.
I feel like it has to be something that could be worked out beforehand. For sure.
Yes, you would know before any move you made as a coach. How much? What would my budget be for what if I headed this school? But like Boone said, you know, if you're dominating at a big school and you decide, hey, I want to take on a challenge and go somewhere else to a small school, your coach prestige wouldn't change at all. So you'd still be able, if a recruit was interested in coach prestige, you have a really good chance to snag a 5-star player still, because you know you just show you can do it at the high level. So,
what if they allow you the opportunity to take players with you? And be like, all right, you can talk to them about leaving.
But let's be realistic, though. Like nobody's leaving Bama to go to UAB because the head coach switched roles.
What if you get – yeah, that would be interesting.
I mean, you say that, right? But, like, that fourth-string quarterback that probably wasn't going to play for 4 years.
Okay, you know what? I'll take you back. Coach
leaves, man.
This feels really awkward. Yeah. Really awkward, but good point, Boom.
There's definitely some situations where it could be – or if you get a chance to, you know, I don't know how – we don't know how it's going to look, but in real life, there's the 30-day window where when a coach leaves, the players get a chance to leave.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting how they do that. Like, if all of a sudden you can start recruiting those players, trying to get it to come to your new school.
I'm super interested to see, like, how we could handle – yeah. Right, because we want to incentivize people to be able to use the NIL pool and, you know, build up some type of coin. But, you know, how can we – like, there's a player that you're like, man, I wish this guy would hit the portal. He doesn't hit the portal. And, like, the portal pool is really small. Would we have something in play that could create a bigger, you know, transfer portal pool?
Yeah, because in real life, man, you can talk to pretty much anyone you want. How
could that work in the game? You just cut a player?
That's the part that worries me, because in the old games, because there's no free agent pool. You know, if a player gets cut, he just disappeared. There was no, you know, and that's a bummer. And then also we couldn't create players to then put on people's roster. What we could do, everyone keeps a couple walk-ons on their roster. And we, you know, we edit those players. Like, if someone – we artificially transferred someone.
Okay.
We would edit that walk-on on your team and fix his grade and height and weight and speed and all that stuff and make him that player. And then on the old team, we would just reduce him to zeros and have you cut him. So, like, it would, you know, very interesting. A lot of it depends on what limitations the game gives us, you know. And then another thing we could do, I was thinking about it – always create recruits. It depends. We need like a pool of players, and I don't know if we're going to get that, but we'll see. We're going to do what we can. A lot of things that I hope is in the game, so we can do a lot of these things. We'll just have to see, because I could also see year one, they already know they're going to sell the most copies of any EA Sports game other than FIFA ever, because the hype. How much effort are they going to put into it? You know, like, they already know this is flying off the shelves, which has me a little worried, but we'll see. Hopefully they come out swinging.
So hear me out. I got a question, because we kind of touched on it a little bit as far as, like, you know, when you leave the school, being able to carry over some of that, you know, what you've built up in your time at that school. My question would be, right, moving into the next cycle, right, the next NCAA, are you forced to restart? I don't want to have to keep, you know, starting.
See, that was like the first point that I made. Boom, like you build up so much, and then, you know, maybe you don't start at the same school. Like, maybe you ended up at Alabama, which is your dream school, but maybe you don't start at Alabama. But, you know, do you get to, like, I feel like you should get to start as wherever you ended that previous cycle, just at the same level, just not, maybe not the same school. Cause if our five of us are there and I'm like, nah, I want Bama. You know what I'm saying? Same type of picking situation.
I like it, right? So hear me out. I feel like if I worked my ass off to get to Bama and I built Bama into a powerhouse, I should be allowed to stay there if I have put out I've made my content points above a certain threshold. Like, I'm giving you all the content I deserve to be able to stay here and create my dynasty.
Maybe, yeah, that could be similar to the ability to pass the pick. If you hit the top whatever of content points and success, whatever, maybe you get the choice to start, you know, stick with your same school and start there. Very interesting. Lots of different options. I think team selection will be the craziest decision that has to be made
ever. Which, and I don't think we'll have an issue with player pool, at least not the first cycle.
No. And I think that's the other. Yeah. I think what would be really no matter how we do it, starting at a big school, a small school, whatever school you want, I think the one thing I would do for team draft type of thing is we are going with your career user rank points earned for all the matches you've been a part of, because I have all that recorded. And that would determine the order you get to select your team in, I think. The only way I can see taking into account a lot of things and effort over multiple cycles. And again, when you're picking between 122 teams, you know, it's going to be very, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting, but that's my initial thought on how we would do like a team draft. I don't really want to start with I want to work my way up and go on that little journey, you know?
You want the jerseys.
No, well, for sure. But I think I would still rather go on that journey. I think there'd be nothing cooler than being the small school in the state and you win a recruiting battle for a five-star quarterback over the guy that's supposed to get that guy. And then you got a storyline. Then I want to schedule that. You know, if I'm Western Michigan, I want to take the quarterback from University of Michigan, and then I want to play Michigan week one with that quarterback that I stole from them. And that would be the ultimate, there'd be so many cool storylines, dude. That's the best part about college football. Storylines. You're kind of in your own league with different conferences. It's just so much different than the NFL, which is what makes it so much fun. I think where in the NFL, every game matters. Where in college football, yeah, it matters. But if you lose the right game, it could still be a good thing, or it might not even affect your conference, you know, situation. You can still be undefeated in your conference and win your conference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's so many different things we can go with here. And I a lot of it depends on what they give us. And I just don't know what that's going to be. As of right now, I'm just really hoping it's more than 32 users, because I think that would be the best part. Seeing people spread all over the country, you know, small schools, big schools, you know, I think that would be fun. Anyone else got anything they want to throw on here? Anything you want to talk about? Any ideas you might have? I can already tell you we'll have a wheel of chaos. That's coming. that's coming with us. So I think, boom, like a little bit about like drafting. All of a sudden, you might not be going for the best player in the draft. Maybe you want to draft a guy that you just had in college for three seasons, you know? So you pass on two quarterbacks that might be rated higher, and you take your guy, you know?
He's going to fit into my system like a freaking
I'm telling you, it's going to change all sorts of stuff.
They just, again, we talked about it last time when we was on the last podcast. They need to make sure that they have something that translates the stats to in some way resemble the kind of player they were in college.
I respect that. I just hope it's not perfect. I don't want, just because the guy's a 99 speed in NCAA, I don't want him to automatically turn over and be a 98, 99. I would hate that level of consistency. But I also don't want to see him go from a 99 speed down to like a 91.
Right. Yeah. I want there to be a range, but at the same time, I just wanted to give him a stronger chance to be that guy. Don't have my running back who's like a 95 speed coming to the league at 87 and he's a power back all of a sudden, some crap that makes no sense.
That would be,
or a 99 throw power quarterback in college, or 95 throw power quarterback comes in and he's like a 87 or 89. Yeah. I that's one thing that they always messed up, right? Especially at the lower school. If you took a lower school, and he could be a 99 speed, 99 overall receiver at Western Michigan. He gets in the league and he's like a 70.
Yeah.
You're like, hold on, bro. That don't even make sense.
Yeah. That's yeah. That in the old game that was brutal. It didn't. You had players that would even be different skin colors and stuff. So like,
man,
would you import them in? You know, that was all bad. So you really just hope that sometimes, like I think kind of like you get the range. Like a similar range. You got a 99 speed guy in college. He gets elite speed, but he might be, you know, 95 to 99 when he gets to the pros. So,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because he's still fast. Yes.
Did I read somewhere that they've already done like 200 face scans or something for that NCAA game? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, they've been doing face scans, mascot scans, stadium songs, stadium chants. So it should be pretty cool, though, the atmosphere of a college game, you know, getting some of that into it.
Yeah.
Which would be, you know, a whole nother benefit of college compared to the pros. Obviously, the NFL is great, but the atmosphere on Saturdays of college football is unmatched, you know?
Yep.
Ooh.
But we're an hour into this thing. A little bit, yeah. Anything else we want to hit on here before we can always do this again. You know, we can take some of the people in chat and talk about it a little further if different people want to jump on and give their opinion about things.
So you mentioned something I think everybody wants you to expound upon it. You talk about career point rankings. What yeah. You have that list? Like I want to see that.
Oh, I got
like,
all
like,
of it.
Like
I
why wait? You don't have to show us this one while you can, but I would love to see what it is across the
board. I think that as we get closer, that'd be pretty interesting to post blind. You still don't see the point totals, but you see where you stack up over the last five Madden cycles. I think that would be interesting. So you can start trying to we'll see where we want to officially start it at. I don't know if we'll count the gym era as
hey, I want all that. Okay. I've been here that long.
Unnecessary.
You counted all my losses on my stats, okay? I want my points.
He didn't keep user rank points. That was me when I got here.
I can dig up some articles. I got some articles and some video. Hold on, let me go look at the old YouTube. They're still up there. All them scripted ass, stupid ass shows, bro. They're still up there.
But I do think that would be an interesting way to do it, though. All of a sudden, you know, your entire, and maybe we could throw in Super Bowls, give you this many, you know, something. I don't know, different things. I think there's cool things we could do about it. But I think, you know, all of a sudden team selection won't mean as much when, you know, all 32 teams have to be selected. Where if all of a sudden we got 32 users, but you got 122 to pick from, maybe all of a sudden your favorite team gets picked and you're like, yeah, screw it. I'm going to go to a G5 team with some cool jerseys and just start out there. Like there's many different paths you could go. So, I don't know.
If I'm not Miami, I'm not sure how much it matters.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And one thing I think is very interesting is coach firing and stuff will be on for sure.
Damn.
Where all of a sudden, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like you might have all the plans in the world to stay at Oregon your entire time, but Oregon might have different ideas. Yeah, when you only win 9 games and don't win the Pac or the Big Ten, I guess all of a sudden Oregon's telling you goodbye and they're gonna go grab, you know. Hey, Jack just won 12 games as freaking University of Vermont or some shit. Maybe it's time to give him a shot, you know? So, I don't know. Imagine the chaos in the Cock household if Guac and Brackett, one gets fired and the other gets the job.
Yo. Oh, man.
You get their recruiting class. You're all excited about all your Guac's, you know, Brackett's got 5-star D linemen. All of a sudden, they can him, and Guac goes into that job with a bunch of sweet D linemen. Imagine the chaos that ensues.
Dude, there would be a real life fight club. Like,
then you got to go play. Then all of a sudden, Brackett's in your DMs. Hey, I want to play Guac week one the next 2 years. You know, like all of a sudden, we got a matchup.
I will for sure make that happen.
Yeah, it's like or Brackett. Maybe it decides Brackett might have a really good coaching job he could go do, But he goes, no, I want to stay in this division or this conference, and I want to see this team every year, you know? I'm telling you, man, there's just so many things that can happen. Because if you just took the XFL and just imagine if two users decided, like, yo, let's just swap teams for this next season or for the rest of the cycle. The dynamic could shift so quickly. Things could get really good for you or really bad for you. If a really good user all of a sudden pop, you know, you're dominating in the Mac, and so-and-so ends up in the Mac, all of a sudden it's like, shit, now I got no shot. But, like, there's a lot of different ways things can go, and that's what I'm excited about. It will truly be, you know, an ever-evolving, every year could be different. What if someone wants to switch schools every year, you know? You know, versus someone stays in the same place for the 10 seasons we're doing it.
Pure chaos.
It's going to be – yeah, that's the plan, and that's what I – you know. But I think I don't know. I just hope the more users, the better, even if we don't have it full. You know, like we talked about way earlier, like all of a sudden you put your wait list. Okay, our wait list is in the fucking whatever, USA, Conference USA. Like all of our 12 waitlisters are battling it out in Conference USA, spitting out content, all that good stuff. Maybe they get a shot. You know, I think there could be so many cool things you could do with it. We'll have to see. I think we're going to put out some type of survey. We're going to put out, I'm going to start gathering interest. Cause, and then the other thing would be Madden, we're going to go, you know, we're going to add, we'll be able to go PlayStation and Xbox. If we can do that for NCAA, which you got to think you can,
yeah.
All of a sudden it opens up that player pool. And then, you know, I think that's where it gets real interesting because you get a bunch of users. So, I don't know. I think that would be awesome. And then I do, like, we'll have a post coming out soon. I think if we don't have all the responsibilities and all the stuff that you get, but I think we want to start seeing who might have interest in being conference commissioners, you know? Whether, you know, maybe you've been a really good XFL member and it's like, okay, yeah, I would love for you to be a conference commissioner of a big school. Maybe you haven't done a lot yet, but you want to. Okay, maybe, you know, I would rather you be the conference commissioner of this school. Are you allowed to be a conference commissioner in a league that in a conference you play in? Probably not. You know, you might be a commissioner and have nothing to do with, you know, you're not in that conference. So, but I do want to start seeing who might be interested in certain roles and different things. And especially if we got two leagues running side by side, we're going to need a lot of different people on the admin side of things. So
I bet
it's going to be interesting, but I think the coolest part will be National Signing Day. We'll get a live show going while we're going through the advances, and we'll be breaking down where the top prospects go. I'm telling you, it will be the greatest thing we have ever done in the XFL or anything. It will be a live National Signing Day show talking about recruiting rankings, you know, all sorts of stuff. That is what I'm most excited about. So just imagine, dude, you get a huge week where you get a couple 5-stars and all of a sudden, you know,
I'm taking a week off of work for the release date.
Dude,
it's already in. It's already in. Requested, approved, done. I'm off for a week after the game. I'm going to go back to work for one day because I'm not allowed to take off more than a week in a row without leaving the country. I'm going to go back to work for 2 days. And I'm taking off another week.
I'm telling you, it's going to be – I think if they give us even half of what I want this time around, it's going to be fun. And I do think it'll take a little time, though, for people to adjust to certain, you know, it's not just cut and dry. Like, you might get the short end of the stick sometimes, and you might have to suck it up and go play somebody you don't want to play. You know, sorry about your undefeated season, but you got to go do it, you know. Someone might, you know, maybe a conference, you know, all of a sudden you're trying to just keep going undefeated at, you know, Boise State. Well, someone might be like, hey, you know what, whoever's doing your schedule, hey, you're going to have to go prove it and play someone big. Like, that's how it's going to go. So, no feeling should be hurt. We want unbiased. You know, it's not just going to be Brackett being the conference commissioner picking on Guac the whole time. You know, oh, shit, Guac's got to play Tosh, Jiggy, Jack all week 1, 2, and 3 out of conference. Like, we're not going to do that, you know, but it's going to be interesting. I think
Boone's playing Pride week 1, 5 years in a row.
I told you, I'm doing an HBCU travel event. Make sure we shine the spotlight on the HBCUs. You know what I'm saying? Starting with my Hampton University Pirates. And we're just going to focus on them. I want to bring exposure. This is bigger than me. It's not about what the league wants. It's bigger than me.
I think Pride would make a really good HBCU coach, though. I think that'd be perfect right up his alley. If there's anyone I want to coach HBCU, it's probably Pride. I think he would really install some discipline, some, you know, I think he'd be good.
No, what?
I think he'd be good. He'd be going in and he'd be like, all right, hear me out. We're going to go three tight ends. No, all you receivers, you're going to defensive back now. Because we don't have receivers on offense.
Know what to do during homecoming week. Like, what are we talking about? Homecoming week is big.
Yeah, you get Nick Cannon and Drumline out there, you're in the clear, bro. I'm telling you. That's how it's going. But yeah, so we got options. You know, the excitement is going to be at all time high, and like that, you know, that's going to be the game we start with. Like, that's going to be kicking off before Madden does.
Yeah, hopefully in June.
Yeah, hopefully. Give me earlier the better. It's going to be a lot of like that. We're going to then let it rip. I'm excited to see playbooks because college plays are way different. Man, it's gonna be fun. But cool. Anyone got anything you want to add, or we can go ahead and close this out. We can always do a part two. We can jump back on here anytime because I'll talk about I'm blue in the face, man.
Dude, I'll be here till 5 a.m. talking about this shit.
I'm telling you, give me a recruiting show, and it is going to be the greatest thing we have ever seen.
Carousel is going to be so wild.
And
it's
going to
be
game drop. I'm getting no sleep.
And then all of a sudden you get XCFL draft night. All of a sudden becomes a whole new event where, oh shit, Boone drafted his own player. Oh dang, Busy just stole Brackett's player. Like, you know, it's going to be. Are you going to trade up for your own guy? Are you going to trade up to try to steal, you know, this really cool running back? Like, it's going to be very interesting, the different strategies we see, because there's going to be people who want their own guys. There's going to be people who just want to take the best guys. I'm excited. I think
we should have asked the question, are we going to use real players or are we auto-generated players? That should have been the question.
Absolutely not.
That's the fresh
roster.
That's the tough part where you, yeah, I don't know. And then I did hear not all players are going to be in the game because some players didn't share their name, you know, whatever it is. I'm assuming all the big name players did. So I don't think it will really matter.
Okay.
But that's the other interesting part. Yeah. That's the interesting part though. Like, cause for me, I wish we could get all the real players out of the game and we start with our own players. But I know some people are going to like, you know, using the, just like Madden, where you have the real life rookies. But for me, it will really water down and delay my excitement with Madden, because all I will care about is the third draft class when we can finally see the player, you know, the fourth draft class, where we can start seeing the player I developed. And I can use players that other people used. So I don't know. It's going to be – what also will be interesting, the last point I'll make is there might be some people that only play in one. Like maybe someone is just a college coach developing quarterbacks left and right for XCFL users to go play with, you know. Maybe there's just an XCFL player who, you know, wants to watch all the college stuff but doesn't necessarily have the time to play in two leagues.
How are you so there's going to be a dynamic – changing names.
There is no name changing, sir.
Nicholas. We're not doing this.
You are not right. Recruiting a player with one name, and we have a big recruiting show, and you recruit some guy named Bob Stewart, and all of a sudden his name is Dante Jackson. That's just not happening.
But why should I have to keep a Bob Stewart? That's a terrible name.
Don't draft him.
Don't recruit Bob Stewart.
If he's an 85 speed, 92 throw power athlete, how can
don't
I not
recruit Bob Stewart?
He's not going to your school. He can go to Van school. He'll fit right in at Van.
Can we do what we do now? Like the whole Bob is, we can do Robert. Robert Stewart.
Yeah, you can do Rob, Roberto.
Robbie Stewart. Robbie, fine, whatever. We need to incorporate some way for me to change names. That's all I know.
He's going to be a white dude from Iowa, and all of a sudden his name is Deontay Banks, and he's from, you know, all of a sudden he's from, you know, Brooklyn, New York.
His father was military, baby.
That's not happening. There's no military base in Iowa.
Are you military? Do you know? You know all the military bases?
You were right.
Are you Mr. Army?
No way.
My fault, Commander-in-Chief. I didn't know you knew all the locations of all the military bases.
I'm going on the same HBCU tour Boone's going on, because we're going to be in the same conference and the same division in Madden and NCAA. It's going to be great.
Oh,
it's going to be a good time.
Imagine having a Hampton and a Howard coach, and you have the real HU at you. I'm losing my mind. Like, I can't wait.
I'll be the first white coach to coach HBCU. It'll be perfect.
Well, that's sick.
Well, that's probably 10 of the boys.
Yeah. And it's going to be perfect.
That's insanity.
If you were considering, what'd you say?
Yeah, so you're breaking up on that last couple statements.
So, well, we can go ahead and end it anyways. Might have hit a dead spot, but I appreciate you guys jumping on here. If you can't hear me, I'll let you guys go ahead and close the show down for me.
Now we can hear you now. Go ahead, close it out.
Okay. No, yeah, I think if you weren't excited about college football, you didn't want to be in it. Hopefully, this might change your mind and you want to be in both leagues. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think the more buy-in we have, the better it gets. I think it's going to be really, really cool, especially, you know, once we kind of see how it goes the first year, the second season, the third season, everything's going to be really cool. So thank you guys for hopping on here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'll get this podcast out tonight, and we're cruising into another offseason of the XFL, so let's get excited about that as well.
That's right.
All right, boys, let me end this thing. Where's my man Craig at? We'll have to cut this last part.